On Tuesday, Governor Mead named Eugene Galeano the 8th Poet Laureate of Wyoming. Galeano is a retired elementary school teacher and is known for his collaborative and entertaining presentations for schools and libraries all across the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen spoke with him about the honor.
In his announcement, Governor Mead said, "Your poetry celebrates life in Wyoming in the West. What can you tell me about that celebration?"
Well, I'm not a native. I was born and raised in Niagara Falls, New York, and I moved out here in 1973 to teach in a country schoolhouse, one room. And I just fell in love with Wyoming. I'm very interested in nature. I love the mountains, and it's one of the main reasons I moved out here was for the blue skies and the mountains. And so a lot of my writing reflects that, whether it's in children's writing or in adult writing that I do. My adult book that I had published was called Prairie Parcels, and that's the book that Governor Mead read and helped him decide, I guess, for me to be his choice.
And what's so special about being named Poet Laureate of Wyoming?
Well, first, I never dreamed that would happen. Second of all, I think it's another chance to represent our state. I mean, I just love Wyoming. To represent the poets of Wyoming is pretty, it's pretty awesome. And I follow in the footsteps of some really talented writers, Rose Hill, Echo Clapperth, and Pat Frohlander, who are just wonderful people, and I want to be like them. I really do. They're just neat people.
And so it sounds like you have some big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for me to get more books into the hands of children, to get them excited about poetry. I think it's just a good thing for poetry in general. Poetry is important.
What can you tell me about being the teacher that dances on tables?
Well, I have a great sense of humor, and it started a long time ago. I was teaching one winter day, and it was kind of a dull, dreary day, and just out of nowhere, I thought, I'm just going to jump up on the desk here and dance and get their attention and make them laugh and make them happy. And it worked. My principal always said I had a very good handle on teaching, that I knew how to touch the kids, And I always said, I told my student teachers, you have to love those kids in order to really teach them. And, I had high expectations. When it was time to work, we worked. And when it was time to play, we would play. It paid off in the long run. And I still have a lot of former students who are good friends, and many of them became teachers, which is kind of neat.
And so it sounds like your role as poet informed your role as teacher quite a bit.
Well, as a teacher, it was my job to help children learn to read and to write and to appreciate books. And I think as a poet, it will be kind of the same thing for those people who may be falling away from poetry, to maybe get them interested again. And when I'm asked to read certain places, that maybe the readings will get them thinking about writing their own things, their own poems. And that makes me feel good. I mean, once a teacher, always a teacher.
It would be great if you had some of your poetry to share with us today.
All right. Well, the first one I read at the ceremony with the governor. And it was perfect because we drove down from Buffalo, Wyoming to Cheyenne, and there was a high wind warning. This one's called Always the Wind. Wind, always the wind, voice of the prairie, tossing and turning, taunting and teasing, restless, swirling, twirling, pushing and shoving its will, master of the land, sifting dust and snow into cracks and crevices, trespassing through barbed wire, slowed only by windbreaks, playfully forming dust devils, angrily sculpting storm clouds. Wind, always the wind, voice of the prairie, scolding cold in winter, soothing warm in spring, sometimes gently caressing, sometimes angrily tearing, master of the land.
Well, Eugene, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.